Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Good evening, this is Pat Conti, along with Citizen Kafka, for another edition of the Secret Museum of the Air. Tonight's broadcast features orchestral settings of traditional music by various composers. We'll begin with a New Englander from Northampton, Massachusetts, born in 1868, Charles Sanford Skilton. His Indian dances have long been famous among orchestras, and he actually became interested in Indian dances around 1915, just shortly before the recordings we're about to hear. His first pieces, they are the Deer Dance and the War Dance. They were recorded for Columbia about 1920, in the years before the microphone, and are really actually the first parts of his suite Primeval. And so we'll begin with the War Dance of the Cheyenne Indians, recorded by the Columbia Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Dance of the Sun. That's sung by Chief Indian Oscoman on a French Odeon label. I'm not quite sure if this is the same man, Jeffrey O'Hara, who used a similar name on American recordings when he sung some Mohawk songs. He was a popular singer in the early days of recording, just singing popular songs of the day and sort of sidetracked into these arranged Indian pieces. This one, under the direction of Madame Hersher Clement, recorded for Odeon in Paris, The Dance of the Sun. Before that was Turlo Lawrence, who lived among Canadian Indians near the turn of the century. By the late 20s, this vintage recording, we heard him first playing the Indian flute on a piece that he composed in a supposed Indian style, which you might recognize from countless cartoons, by the waters of the Minnetonka, and then its more familiar form on a conventional flute played by Clement Barone, accompanying on the piano, and the composer on the flute. That from, again, the late 20s on Victor. And before that, we heard the two pieces from Skilton, The Deer Dance by the Rogue River Indians of Oregon, and The War Dance of the Cheyenne, two of his early pieces written about 1915, shortly after getting interested in Indian songs through a student, oddly enough, who traded Indian tunes sung to the composer for lessons in harmony. Also from New England, exactly Massachusetts, we'll hear now from Alan Havanes, who is an Armenian, and recorded, actually had written many pieces borrowing from his heritage before branching out into non-Western and Asian musics in the 50s. In the 1940s, he came to New York to record this next piece. We'll hear both parts of it. It's called Mihr, M-I-H-R. We'll hear part one and two as recorded for the Disc Company. The pianists are Mario Ajamian and the composer, Alan Havanes, on the piano. Mihr, the ancient Armenian fire god.
Thank you.
The Ancient Armenian Fire God, Mir, Parts 1 and 2, by the composer Alan Havanes, along with Mario Ajamian, duo pianos recorded for the Disc Company in the 1940s. Mir, Parts 1 and 2. We move to India now, Ceylon, actually, and an artist described in the Indian HMV catalogs as a singer of children's songs in the Sinhalese language. We'll listen to two of them now. This one labeled Gajaga Vanama, which is something like hawk, elephant. It's a children's songs of the hawk and songs of the elephant. And we'll follow that by another lullaby in Sinhalese called Mele Mele Oya. This is by Devar Surya Sena and his ensemble, and we'll wrap up this set with an interpretation of it by a Japanese composer by the name of Suburo Iida and part of his Suite Ceylon Island, with an odd similarity, and very beautiful at that. First, the Song of the Elephant and Hawk by Devar Surya Sena of Ceylon.
Thank you.
You're tuned to the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conti. Tonight, we examine some beautiful music as interpreted by some famous and not so famous composers based on traditional themes. We just heard a piece by Saburo Iida performed by the Philharmonie Orchestra. The fantasy was called Sweet Ceylon Island, and we heard the second movement called Ceylon Lullaby, based quite exactly on one of the two pieces that we heard before by Devar Senya and Mele Mele Oya, an HMV recording for the 1940s. Next we move to an English composer, William Walton, who we know from the movies quite well, but to set the pace for what is to come, in other words, an excerpt from his Johannesburg Festival Overture, we're going to listen to a young luba guitarist who was originally recorded by Hugh Tracy in the 1940s and 1950s, and his most famous signature piece called Masanga. You might recognize the tune as a song on the Secret Museum discs. This is a later version recorded in a studio as an instrumental, unfortunately without the poetry by Jean Bosco Mwenda, but augmented by just a magnificent solo guitar piece. And then we'll follow that with the excerpt from the Festival Overture from about 1958, composed by Walton. But the luba masterpiece by Mwenda Wa Bayeke is his real name, and Masanga. Thank you. Folk Songs from Somerset. That's from the suite of English Folk Songs by Ray Vaughan Williams, a brilliant recording on a Columbia 78 from the 1940s. Howard Barlow was conducting the Columbia Broadcasting Symphony. Before that, the Philharmonia Orchestra was conducted by the composer William Walton in an excerpt from his 1956 composition called The Johannesburg Festival Overture, which was premiered by the SABC, the South African Broadcasting Commission, in the late 50s. That's an Angel recording. And we heard his variations in there, in the last movement, based on the guitar piece Masanga by John Bosco, or Jean Bosco Mwenda, as he was recorded by Hugh Tracy on a Gallatone 78, sometime in the early 1950s. Now, before we hear an old 10-inch record labeled Squeeze Box tune by the great Virgil Thompson, we are going to change the scenery just a little bit. Crowley, Louisiana, 1934. John and Alan Lomax are at the controls this time. Wayne Perry is the fiddler, and his piece, The Acadian Waltz. Thank you. Squeeze Box by Virgil Thompson was framed by two fiddle pieces by Wayne Perry of Crowley, Louisiana. We heard his Acadian Waltz and then the Acadian Blues. And lastly, we heard a brilliant arrangement of the tune Hoedown, which is really W.M. Stepp's Great Bonaparte's Retreat, gone full circle back to fiddle by Louis Kaufman and his wife Annette on piano in a unusual arrangement from the late 1940s. And that brings us to a close of another edition of the Secret Museum of the Air. We'll go out to Salyersville, Kentucky, and hear Mr. Stepp himself, and leave you with that. Until next time, this is Pat Conti and Citizen Kafka, thanking you for listening.
So the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.